Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Like, he still has so many different other position groups to fill. Is David Jones going to come back to this? If he doesn't, what the hell are you going to do? You know, so I think that's the, you know, there's just a lot of work to be done and, you know, a lot to be proven. Now, like Cal, Penny should be motivated.
Well, I mean, there is
you
that.
You know, he didn't make the tournament last year. You know, he's the topic of mostly negative conversation right now. And again, I think that's fair. I am of the mind that all the discourse on Penny Hardaway has been fair, by the way. Sometimes it has not been. I think in this case it is. But I think you're getting him as motivated as he could possibly be, Penny Hardaway. They have resources, you know. I mean, it's got to happen this year. It's got to happen this year, or else I think a major reevaluation of the program has to happen.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
All right, brother. Yep. A good one.
Jason is John every single day from 11 until 2. Frame Corner is where you should take, if you have something that needs framing, that's why they call it the Frame Corner. It's 5035 Park Avenue. You can walk in and buy a frame, beautiful frames there. But if you have something that needs custom framing, if you asked me to frame a jersey, wouldn't begin to know how to do that. And so whether it's a jersey or a collection of photos that you want, or for Dan Barron, he used to work here at the station, it was some fish prints and then the little flies that he used to catch them. Like, how will you begin to frame that? You can't just stick it in. They make it look just beautiful. It is really what they specialize in, custom framing at the Frame Corner. For sports memorabilia, for anything that you need framed and preserved forever as a memory. That's what they do. They preserve memories. 682-9901. It's 5035 Park Avenue, framecornermemphis.com. Again, 5035 Park Avenue, framecornermemphis.com. Chris Harrington on the other side. Then Sam Hardiman, busy second hour. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Well, hello there. The Godfather, Jason and John.
Jason and John.
Oh, my God. So funny.
Straight out of White Station and the U of M to your speakers. Weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Tigers, Grizzlies, Jason and John. 92.9 is my station.
A good friend of mine often says that golfers are the best athletes. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark Spensdorf Realtors. Now, I don't want to embarrass Ed by mentioning his name, but if you stop and think about it, he may be right. Just like the best real estate agent may not be who you think. Like a left tackle in football, a golfer hits it hard off the tee. Like a sprinter, the golfer walks down the fairway to reach his ball. Then like a quarterback who wants to connect with a distant target, the golfer hits the ball again, and in my case, again and again and again. So if you or someone you know is thinking of selling a home, draft your team by interviewing the players. Find out who will block that offensive lineman from knocking your deal down. And find out about the Shell Bucks option play. When interviewing, call or email me to find out why people often say, when you want the job done, call Shell Done. You can reach me at 483-0546 or MemphisRelocate.com. That's 483-0546 or MemphisRelocate.com. Do it now and don't fumble that ball.
The Wing Guru, serving up 21 flavors of lip smacking goodness. Whole wings, party wings, boneless wings, and more. Served just the way you like them and smothered in our award-winning sauces. Order online and pick up in the stores or stop in and stay a while. The Wing Guru.
Hey, you. Day's warming up. Looking like spring. And at New Balance Memphis, we've got the thing. What pops and what's fresh? Check the selects. Come together at New Balance Memphis at Poplar and 240 across from Cadillac of Memphis. New Balance Memphis, we got now.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $150. Win or lose, bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. all on an app that's safe, secure, super easy, and fun to use. Again, you don't even have to win your first bet. It's already a win. So what are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/JSmith and make your first bet an automatic win. That's FanDuel.com/JSmith. We appreciate it. It's only on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook and official partner of 929 FM. ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789. That's 1-800-889-9789.
Let me tell you about my friends Carl and Karen.
This place is sus. Let's go to Tunica.
And so they did. And immediately, they became winners.
Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning. Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning.
And not just gaming either. They did spa.
Winning.
Dancing.
Winning.
It's a touchdown.
Winning.
Or enjoying a world-renowned meal.
Winning.
No matter what you're doing in Tunica, you're always a winner.
Learn more at tunicatravel.com.
Life is fast and furious. Sometimes you need a boost. The Shotners can help with lipo B12 injections, increase energy, improve mood and sleep. It even helps with allergies. Or boost your immune system with our Tri-Immune Booster, packed with vitamin C and zinc. It gives your body a head start at fighting off illness. With 3 locations throughout the Mid-South, we can get you in and out quickly. The Shotners is your wise choice.
Protection you need with a personal touch. The Shot Nurse.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers. Say play 92.9 ESPN. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Now, baby, I'm sure.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
Walking on Sunshine, of course, Katrina and the Waves, one-hit wonder, although they had some other good records in the 80s. Katrina Laskonich, I think I said that right. Born on this day in 1960. I'm also hoping that will lure the sun back out. I mean, the eclipse was cool, but we can come back out. We can hang out a little bit.
Reemerge, you know? A little bit. Well, they did it. They did it. 50 starting lineups for the not 50. I mean, 50 starting lineups for the Memphis Grizzlies as they go down to defeat. Which is more remarkable? Well, so you have them. They lost a NBA record last night. They were tied. They were tied for fewest free throws in a game. That was a 2014 Memphis Grizzlies shot one free throw in a game.
Okay. I saw that Boston had zero,
and
but I didn't
zero.
Realize
so
Grizzlies
they lost
had that
record. But they set a new record with 50 starting lineups. Which is more unlikely? 50 starting lineups or one free throw?
I think the one free throw is more unlikely because, and I've made this case before and I'll make it again, we've passed the zone. Like, in the past, I've counted down, like when they set the record for 28, I counted them all down. I memorialized them. You can still find that on the internet. We're in the steroid era of rosters.
Why is this? Explain to people. Why is it different than the last one?
Because the first time they did it, there were no two-way contracts.
Right.
Now there are 3 two-way contracts. And so the roster size has gone from 15 to 18 anyway.
Right.
And then you have all the other stuff that's happened. And so I sort of – Drew and I did on the podcast, Grizzlies Pod, which went up yesterday, we in real time tried to name all 33. We went back, we went back and forth, and he tapped out. He won. I tapped out later, but he tapped out first, so I won that game.
Did you – you didn't get to the 30?
We got, like, to, like, 28 of them, and then we sort of lost steam, and we you know, on the fly couldn't – apologies to Luke Kennard. It took us way too long to come up with Luke Kennard. He was like the 28th person we named or whatever.
Right.
Out of sight, out of mind, Luke.
If the Grizzlies were starting a playoff series tomorrow.
Yep.
Which players do you think would be out? Are so hurt that
they
could not play?
That's a good question.
Play.
I can really give you a good answer to that because I haven't been poking around because I just don't care. Yeah, when people will say, is this for injury? I'm like, they're not playing again until October. I don't care.
Right.
And so I suspect, I don't know. So don't take this as gospel. I may be completely wrong.
That's fine.
But I suspect, the Marcus Smart thing, at some point they were just like, okay, whatever. We'll just, fold up the tent. I doubt.
But Jaren could clearly play. Marcus Smart, you think, probably likely play.
I would think Desmond, but they changed that injury designation to something hyper-specific, and so I don't know about that. Obviously, Ja could not because he's got the torn labrum. That's, real, head surgery. That's a real injury. But a lot of this, Vince Williams, this ongoing tendonitis thing, could he play in the playoffs? I don't know. Maybe.
Did you know that Gigi Jackson played the drums?
I did not until Drew showed me the photo last night.
Yeah.
Although I say I had a Gigi moment last night.
Wait, were you there? You were there last night.
Briefly. We left at halftime. I took my son. It was the last game I was going to be able to take my son to because I'm doing the game stories, both games this weekend. And he wanted to see Wemby. So we went and we used the media passes to sit down courtside for Wemby's pregame shoot-around. So literally we sat, he was shooting threes, right, 2 feet in front of us. And we had to sit there and watch.
Tall.
It's unbelievable. To me, when you talk about just the raw talent level, it can't be overstated. You can say whatever you want, and it's not hyperbole. There's a difference between being a great talent and being a great player, and that's something you accomplish over time. His combination of handle and touch at that size is unprecedented in humanity. If you look at the players in the NBA today, all the players in the NBA, the only one who, in terms of a pure talent, is on the level with him is LeBron James. That's it. Not Kevin Durant, not Steph Curry, not Nikola Jokic. These are all-time players, not Giannis Antetokounmpo. They're all-time players. And he's not an all-time player yet. But in terms of raw talent, he's a level above
those
dudes. It's otherworldly, So we watched that, and then I left at halftime. But I had my, because I said we can leave whenever you want to. I was sitting up there working on my moments of the year list. I wasn't even watching the game. We had a Gigi Jackson moment though earlier in the night when we came in. We took the elevator down to event level. Gigi Jackson rode on the elevator with us because he was coming off the practice court, and there were a bunch of fans in there. And they were whatever the small talk. We just we love the way you play. You guys are still going hard. Blah blah blah. And I don't mind saying this on the radio. Gigi turned and looked at all the fans, and he said, "We're going to kick so much bleep next season." So there's a promise.
It'll be really interesting to see how much bleep he himself will be kicking next season.
Yeah.
In other words, what will his role be?
Yeah.
It's one of the great mysteries.
We'll see how the roster shakes out.
We'll see. I mean, and it's not empty. It is. It's kind of empty calories now, right? What is it in meaningful games? What will it look like?
No, I agree. He's had good games in games. You could say they're not meaningful ultimately because of the standings, but in the moment on MLK Day when he had 27 off the bench against Golden State, that was not nothing, And the other TNT, the second TNT GG game, it was the second one against Milwaukee at 27 off the bench, but he had I think 23 off the bench against Golden State in that MLK. So he's had big games and games that in the moment mattered. But this down the stretch stuff is just not.
Right.
Yeah, they're just playing out.
What do you make of his numbers on corner threes? Terrific, right?
They were last time I wrote about it. I don't know what that's changed in the last three or four games. Potentially it has. I have no idea. It's promising. It's a 3-point shooting fluctuates, and it's small samples, and we'll see. And so, it's promising.
Anything else strike you from last night's?
No, again, it was in the arena. I was in the arena not watching the game.
Did you know that Jack White has a championship ring on his Wikipedia page?
I did not, but I love his White Blood Cells album. This is the third record.
White is Australian.
Okay.
Played for Duke.
Right.
And has a Nuggets championship ring.
All right. Not the guitarist from Detroit. Got it. I was not entirely certain about
that. Make sure you're clear on that. Not the guitarist from Detroit. There were a couple of things in Hollinger's piece yesterday. He stopped by Memphis, obviously, for the Mark thing.
Yes. I have not read his.
So he didn't, nothing much. He said there wasn't much to see there except for Brandon Clark, right? So he has the pop that we've talked about, right? Et cetera. But then he said this. Otherwise, the Grizzlies are in a holding pattern, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
around the core of John Morant, Desmond Bane, Jaren Jackson. It still seems from all indications like Marcus Smart is part of the equation.
Yep.
And he says this, Zaire Williams, Jake LaRavia, and Luke Kennard, maybe not so much.
And yeah,
he put Kennard in there.
Yeah, I don't think there's any intel on that. I think John from the jump, I think a lot of people outside of Memphis, because John and Nate Duncan have talked about this on their podcast early in the season. I think people from the jump look at the numbers. I'm talking about the salary numbers.
Right, right.
And conclude that they're already into the tax, even without it, and they're not going to bring Luke Kennard back on $14, $15 million. I am less certain of that than I think John suggests, but I've raised that issue more locally than I think anyone else has.
Yeah.
And so, I don't think that's John. I don't think that's any intel. I think that's John looking at a spreadsheet.
The president's saying.
And I've looked at the same spreadsheet, and I also wonder about it. You know?
There are options there. There's all kinds of options. You could ask them to come back on for less money.
Yeah, but the thing about that is it's only going to be so much less money, and it's going to be like 3 or 4 years.
Right.
So I wonder
about
that.
That's unlikely.
I think they'd like to have Kennard back. My sense is they'd like to have Kennard back. But I think as you get into the offseason, you look at the matrix of different paths and different moves, and as you put stuff together, it's not going to shock me if things come together in a way that squeezes him out of the mix.
And then – he didn't write about this. He wrote about how woeful Detroit was in their loss to Memphis when Jalen Duren played, by the way, and Jaden Ivey played,
right.
and James Wiseman was just god awful.
Yeah.
He linked to another piece where the beat writer for Detroit was going through the roster of who's keepable, who's not. Like who do you want to build around here? And what was interesting was they didn't put Jalen Duren in the. Got to keep him. They're like, you know, maybe, maybe not. Fact is, he's not actually the best center on the roster right now. Isaiah Stewart is actually better right now, and he's not good at protecting the rim. And they could
imagine Stewart,
him being moved in the.
Both of those players were mentioned when I did the great center search column I did a few weeks ago. Both of them I put on the list because I do think there's a chance that a big gets squeezed out in Denver. And I'm Detroit. I'm not talking about James Wiseman because that doesn't matter for the Grizzlies.
James Wiseman's going to be in.
But I think I think Jalen Duren and Isaiah Stewart, if either of them were available, should both be players of interest to the Grizzlies. And I think for Detroit, A, you got two of those guys, and you probably don't want to play them together. And then we'll see what happens in the draft.
Well, I was going to say Alex Saar may
if they
well
jump
be
up
the...
and like it's or Klingon, you know,
or Klingon.
If they look up and wherever their pick lands, they think the best player on the board is a center. Suddenly, like that could even help move one of these guys out. And the thing about Duren, I'm very high on Duren, and I like Duren as a fit for the Grizzlies. But Jalen Duren is like the fourth best guy on your team if your team's really good. As good as he is, he's that, you know? And that's fine for the Grizzlies because they got their top three. But if you're Detroit, you can't say, well, we can't move this guy if he's not going to be a top three guy on a good team.
Right. Their number one guy, Cade Cunningham, he's had a good year. He still should be the second or third best.
Probably so. But if you're looking at who is the true inner core of a good team, you can still say, okay, Cade Cunningham is one.
Thompson second, right?
Maybe he's not that either. It's the difference between being a top three guy on that team and being a top three guy on a real team.
Right.
And they only have one guy who's a top three guy on a real team. So you can't, take any of these other guys off the board.
I think people,
I would love Duren for the Grizzlies.
Yeah, and not because he was a Tiger, just because he's a good rebounder.
No,
he does the job that it appears.
Yeah, I think
like
he'd be a good fit. And Isaiah Stewart's a different kind of player, but I think I wouldn't mind having him either. His contract is a little bit more than sort of like the Luke Kennard thing. His contract is a little bit more than what he's really worth, and so I don't know about that.
We have around the league. It's really kind of a fun sprint to the finish here. Like,
there's a lot of unsettling
stuff. There's not going to be a lot of players sitting out, mailing it in here, except for, and even at the bottom, it's pretty well settled. But there's not going to be a lot of players, lot of folks sitting out. You can start with the West, where because the Suns lost to the Clippers last night, the Pelicans are now in sixth. They end up with the Kings, at the Warriors and the Lakers. If they win out, obviously they will finish sixth.
The most important pivot point in the standings now with the way things have been redone is the 6-7 pivot point. Because that is, you guaranteed a full series or you have to play your way into a full series. And so, at the very edge of that right now is Phoenix and New Orleans. But like the Lakers in Sacramento. I mean,
I think
they're
it's
not
done
totally
for the Lakers. The Lakers are 2.5 back now.
Yeah,
three games left. I think that's probably done. And the Sacramento 2 games back. Sacramento is not.
And Dallas has got a little bit of cushion up for the 5. So it probably will come down to Phoenix, New Orleans. But that's a big difference, 6 versus 7 there.
Yeah,
And in the East, it's even more crowded for that spot. And that's Philly charging hard trying to get to 6. And they're not quite there yet. They're a game out.
So Philly is a game out of 6 to try to overtake Indiana.
And then Miami's right there, too.
And then, yeah, and then Miami's, yeah, another half game back. So it's fascinating. Well, tonight you've got Minnesota and Denver. What are the stakes for being first in the West?
It's a good question. I mean, I think there's two things there. One is that who's your first round opponent, and you just don't know yet. You can't.
Right.
And so the thing is, if you get to a conference finals, it would be home court advantage in the conference finals if both teams get right there. And how important is that to those teams? I would think at least moderately important. I'd have to go back and look at what their home road records have been this season. Denver typically has a very strong home court advantage.
The other thing is that in the next round, presumably,
right,
depending on what the hell happens in the first round, because someone could be knocked right off by the Lakers in the first round. In the next round,
are you trying to avoid OKC in the second round?
Not really.
Or do you not care about
whether, because it's going to be the 4-5 is going to be Denver,
the Clippers, or the Clippers,
yeah, right,
or Dallas.
I don't know that you even care.
Yeah. Certainly the fundamentals over the course of 82 games suggest Oklahoma City is much better than those teams, but those teams got Luka and Kawhi, you know?
Milwaukee.
They're struggling.
What?
They're struggling.
And now
still second, though.
They're struggling, and now they're without Giannis, at least for a little while.
Yeah, does it seem like the Giannis thing is going to be something that keeps them out of the playoffs? But I guess we don't know for certain yet.
No, it doesn't feel like it would be what keeps them out of the playoffs. And would you...
In the East, Boston's got to cruise to the finals at least.
Well, I mean, that's why you have Boston taking no free throws last night.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't care.
Right.
So why do they need to be playing particularly physically? They don't particularly care. Do you think Boston, is there a credible, like who would worry you if you're Boston?
Philly is really interesting because Embiid has been great, and Melton got back last night, and if the team they take it to the playoffs is fully healthy, that team would probably have been second in the East if they'd stayed healthy all season.
Right.
And so they could enter the playoffs as like the 7 or 8 seed. I mean, they could, in theory, lose in the play-in and not make the
right
playoffs. But assuming they get into a playoff series, the team they could take into the playoffs could be, in real terms, the second-best team in the East, even though they'll be the 6, 7, 8 seed.
And in the West... You're still taking Denver?
Everybody's taking Denver, and I'm not here to tell you otherwise. I mean, I think if you look at the numbers, you might point to OKC, like not just the record, but the internal sort of numbers, OKC. But I just don't. I'm going to join the chorus on this and say I believe in Denver more in the playoffs than OKC.
How many people were there last night?
I don't know what the announced attendance was, but I actually did note in the first half, the Grizzlies had like a lead at some point. I think they may have taken a
14-point lead. They had a 14-point lead at some point.
Yeah, but at halftime, maybe they were up by 1 or 2. It was close. But I remember at one point I looked up in the second quarter. I think they were up 5 at that point. I actually looked around and thought, there's a lot of people here considering the circumstances.
Right.
There are kind of a lot of people here. They're kind of into this game. I was kind of impressed by that, actually.
People do... Honestly, even Saturday, like, I wasn't paying much attention
right
to the game. But the Grizzlies were like, they were losing by close to double digits, and they would make a run to get it down to 8, and people would be engaged.
For all the consternation about the NBA regular season in a broad sense, and there's,
yeah,
I think, good reasons for a lot of that, there's an element to which, and I think it's better than baseball, because I do think there's more general interest in the NBA regular season relative to baseball, which is
right
not saying much. But there is this growing sense to me that there's a baseball component to it where people care about their teams if their teams are good, you know? And so whatever, like, the national hand-wringing is over the broader general interest in the regular season, like, if the Grizzlies are good next year, people in Memphis are going to be way into the Grizzlies, you know?
I don't know.
Just like in St. Louis, away into the Cardinals or whatever.
We were having this conversation with someone else recently saying the NBA regular season meaning us blah, 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 blah. And We literally were. We
making the similar point.
Yeah, that we and you were involved in this conversation, and you said that may be, but on a given Thursday night, whether you're watching on TV or whether you're at the game, it's fun, and you want your team to win,
100%.
And the streamers fall, and you want GG or Ja or whatever.
Yeah. No, I think, you know, it's great to have a team in your – not everyone cares, as I point out, but lots of people do. And when you have a team in your market, like, it's fun to follow the team, you know? Right. You're not worried about the existential crisis of the larger operation. Right. You're worried about, you know, Gigi hit the big shot against the Bucks, like baseball, or whatever.
It's one of the – there are advantages to having an NFL team in terms of it is the king and in terms of the prestige that it gives you and all of that. That's true. But baseball has this advantage that it's good company throughout the summer.
100%. And it's not just the games. It's the conversation around the games. Yeah. It's the conversation around transactions. It's talking about the draft. It is a daily thing.
And basketball is the same way.
It's a daily thing to think about, to talk about, to, like, you know, to buy. It's better than a jigsaw puzzle to me.
Right.
You know,
right.
To think about the NBA team.
Have you, by the way, taken up – at one point you were vowing or not vowing, you were intending to reengage with your former love of baseball.
I actually bought Baseball Prospectus this year, and I started to read it. And I got through three teams. Like, I read, like, the Braves and the Diamondbacks and the Orioles. You go alphabetical. I actually read the chapters. I really like Baseball Prospectus. And that's, like, the hyper nerd, like, book kind of thing. Right. And I like that. But I'm just busy right now. And so we'll see. Like I'm going
to... Well, you're going to a team with a city with a baseball.
I'm about to be living most of the time in an MLB city. And maybe that... I do think that will matter to me in terms of reengaging with baseball. It may matter to me in terms of getting interested in other stuff. Like, my wife was actually at the Loons game, the MLS
game.
Minnesota United game last week with the president of the college she's at is a big fan, a season ticket holder, and they went. And she had a great time. And their thing is, like, you wear scarves and you wave your scarves in the air like Roadhouse when something happens. And so, you know, who knows? Maybe I'll get into soccer. Maybe I'll get into the WNBA. We get a WNBA team. Maybe I'll go see Caitlin Clark when she comes to town.
Have you been? You've been to the ballpark in the Twin Cities?
I haven't to the new one. I mean, I went to games at the Metrodome, to the Hump.
Right.
Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome when I was in college. And they had the new Target Field. And, like, I'm just the only person in my family who cares that much. And we're always only there for a few days. There's too much else to do. So I think I'll get to games this summer, or at least one or two, to see it. The thing I'm really looking forward to, as we're talking about my future sports.
Yeah.
But think, and I'm not as
it's
much
not
into
the Vikings. It's not college hockey.
It's the Packers.
What?
My best friend is a Packers season ticket holder, born in Wisconsin. His dad had his dad's tickets, and then he finally had his own after being on the wait list for 25 years.
Uh-huh.
But he's a Packers season ticket holder. He lives in the Twin Cities. And, like, so he doesn't go to every game. He sells some to basically pay for his tickets. But he goes to games at Lambeau, and I'm going to go at some point.
How far is it?
I don't know, 6 hours, something like that.
That's it.
But at some point this football season,
I'm going to go to
a game at Lambeau with him. I'm looking forward to that. I've never been able to do that before.
Oh, last thing. You said you're working on your moments, your list of the great.
It's mostly finished. I'm going to wait until tomorrow morning.
How many moments do you do?
So in the past few years, I've done 50 and broken it into two parts. I'm not doing that this year.
Have there been 50? There couldn't possibly have been.
I had more than 50 candidates on my running list, but they didn't earn a 50. They're not getting 50 this season.
So what are you doing? You're going to cut it off the same number of starting lineups they've had, or the same number of teams, players they've had, 33?
That's close. At the moment, I have it at 27, which is the number of wins they've had this season.
and they will conclude at 27.
I think they'll conclude at 27. So I'm going to finish it off tomorrow, and it'll publish before the weekend. I'm not waiting for the end of the season. So if they win tonight, I might give them an extra moment and make it 28. But right now, I got 27. It'll probably
Spoiler alert. It's got to be Ja's winner is number one.
That will be prominent in the mix. Yes. Prominent in the mix. I feel like there's a clear top four to me. And then after that, you're just picking stuff you like.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
If you have fun gambling, that's great. That is great. Right there on your phone. And you can gamble away to your heart's content. But for about 5% of people who gamble, it is a problem. It's a financial drain on relationships. And for those folks, there is the Gambling Clinic over at the University of Memphis. They were here well before gambling popped up on your phone. 1999 they started, and they've helped hundreds and hundreds of people over the years. What they do is they set up 10 to 12 individual confidential appointments with someone who's an expert in gambling addiction. They aren't anti-gambling.
Just like, you know, folks with alcohol, and not anti, it's just some people struggle. And they acknowledge that some people struggle. When gambling becomes this pervasive, there will be about 5% of the people who do it who will struggle. And so they're there to help those folks. If that applies to you or someone you love, check them out at thegamblingclinic.com. Back with Sam Hardiman when we return. Jeff Calkins, your 92.9 FM ESPN.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station. The Gabe Kuhn Show afternoons.
It's Gabe Kuhn from 92.9's Gabe Kuhn Show. 92.9 FM ESPN is a proud radio partner for the 2024 Memphis Touchdown Club Speaker Series benefiting Le Bonheur Children's Hospital. Starting with Paul Feinbaum, our guest speaker, on April 29th at the Hilton Memphis. Get your tickets now online at 92.9ESPN.com or go to MemphisTouchdownClub.com. The 2024 Memphis Touchdown Club Speaker Series for Le Bonheur with 92.9 FM ESPN.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. The government will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000 with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may be entitled to a significant financial reward for your Camp Lejeune claim and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement with your VA benefits fully protected. But the deadline for filing is fast approaching, so you need to act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune, and with the deadline coming, you need to call now or you may forever lose your right to a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-738-2277, 800-738-2277, 800-738-2277.
Do you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns? The IRS won't quit until they get your money. Here's great news, fresh from those in the know. Major changes have happened at the IRS. If you owe more than $10,000, you may be eligible for a 99% reduction of what you owe. Haven't filed a return for a while? Their happy clients are talking.
The IRS was going to levy my bank account, but Guardian was able to prevent that and fix all my IRS issues. Thanks again, Guardian Tax.
Need relief from crushing tax debt? The IRS now has special programs. Guardian Tax knows all about them. Personal or business, this is the fresh new brick you've been hoping for.
We aren't the company you call when you need a hug because you're scared of the IRS. Guardian Tax is the company that wins when you need it most.
Guardian Tax Service is really great to work with. They really helped me out. I'd recommend them highly.
Call now for a free confidential consultation. 800-494-7174. 800-494-7174. 800-494-7174.
It's playoff time in the NBA and the NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Because right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150 in bonus bets guaranteed, win or lose. That's right. Then you can bet on everything from slash shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that is safe, secure, and easy to use. It's why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. So what are you waiting for? All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com and then type in the promo code. The promo code is Calkins. That's my name. C-A-L-K-I-N-S. C-A-L-K-I-N-S. And get your $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Whoa, Howie, that's a lot of diamonds. What's going on?
We're about to launch the biggest natural loose diamond event we've had in the history of Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Any shape, any size?
Yes, natural loose diamonds for any budget. Plus, get a free men's wedding band with every natural loose diamond purchase. 0% interest for up to 5 years. See a store for complete details.
It's the biggest natural loose diamond and bridal event this weekend at the South Lake Center location in South Haven.
Robert Irwin Jewelers, home of the Meant to Be guarantee. Upgrades are welcome.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
St. Louis brought the world gooey butter cake. Now Bluebell brings us gooey butter cake ice cream. A cake batter ice cream with a luscious cream cheese swirl and gooey butter cake pieces. Mmm, it's the gateway to the best in pints and half gallons.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Bill's Fresh Markets in Arkansas and Napa's Cash Saver Supermarket in Covington, Tennessee.
Grab a free gym pass from your neighborhood gym today. Thanks to Shelby County Government's new Shelby Cares program. Local residents 16 and up can attend free beginner-friendly yoga, aerobics, or CrossFit classes at the neighborhood health club near you. Visit www.shelbycares.co/workout. That's www.shelbycares.co/workout. Family, let's get active. Make friends and have fun. Together, we can make Shelby County one of the healthiest places on earth.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
In disguises, no one knows. Has the face, lies the snake.
It's playoff time bearing down on us in the NBA and the NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $100, $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's win or lose. I mean, go ahead and bet on the NBA, NHL. Playoffs are fun, and you can spice it up a little bit with $150 over at FanDuel. FanDuel.com/Calkins. That's the promo code. C-A-L-K-I-N-S. C-A-L-K-I-N-S. Must be 21 or older. Present Tennessee. First online real money wager. Only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Joined now by Sam Hardiman from the Daily Memphian. Sam has been busy this week, breaking news and reporting on stuff and all kinds of interesting. Follow him on Twitter or X at Sam Hardiman. Sam, let's start with, I love the headline too. Here is the deal that fully funds the FedEx Forum renovations. I mean, there it is. Here's the deal. It sounds like a deal has been reached to fully fund the FedEx Forum renovations. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so on Monday afternoon, we obtained a draft, essentially a resolution that Shelby County government will eventually pass, and we will see substantially in legislation in Nashville that will mirror this. And essentially what it does is it breaks down how much Shelby County hotel motel tax, we're back to the hotel motel tax for the frequent listeners, and how much it will go to the FedEx Forum renovations on an annual basis starting in 2026. And what essentially happens is, like they have for a long time, Memphis Tourism, which is the local convention and visitors bureau, will receive the first cut of funding from the Shelby County hotel motel tax, and they'll receive 37.5% of the tax, or 35.75, I apologize, and then up to $11.4 million annually in the Shelby County hotel motel tax. So a big pot of money, particularly a big pot of money over 20-plus years, will go to the FedEx Forum renovations, the existing debt, which still exists on FedEx Forum until 2028, and essentially the shortfall agreement that Shelby County and the city of Memphis agreed to with the Grizzlies when they amended the current lease on FedEx Forum all the way back in 2022. And so we broke this news on Monday afternoon, and then yesterday, in the House Local Government Committee, one of the bills that will pave the way for this, sponsored by State Representative Kevin Vaughn of Collierville, passed with no dissent out of the Local Government Committee, and now it waits going to the House floor. And at that time, Memphis Tourism CEO Kevin Kane, who is taking a haircut here. His organization is taking a haircut. Was in the house yesterday. Was there, and this is a deal that all parties have agreed to. So the sort of quiet, hard-nosed negotiations that have been happening in the background appear to finally be done. And in my small plane analogy that I've changed into a pontoon boat analogy,
yes?
the boat is heading to shore, it will dock, and it is a little lighter in the water than it was the other day.
Have you ever been on a pontoon boat?
I actually have. I have a great story about this. We have a moment.
Go ahead. Tell me your pontoon boat story.
A great boys trip a couple of years ago with some buddies up to the North Woods of Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
And we begin the morning going to refill the beer supplies at the store in town, in this small Wisconsin town. And this lady at the front register, when she's checking us out, she goes, "Now, gentlemen, there's going to be a storm about 5 o'clock. I wouldn't be out on that pontoon boat with this beer at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Well, what makes do sense. Our genius selves do?
You're out right there at 5 o'clock. 15, yes.
We pile 9 of us onto a pontoon boat that cannot hold 9 people. And there are some big boys. I'm not a big guy, as people know, but there's some big boys on this boat. And we get out into the middle of this lake and the storm starts coming in and we're taking on water. We have like 2 life jackets for 9 people. And we wisely headed to shore, and like as we're getting to shore, the boat is really starting to like take on the water. And
but
so
there's nowhere to take on water. It's just a board on pontoons, isn't it? Like it's just.
Well, but I'm saying it's dipping below the water.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it's
like it is not doing well. Like it's not doing well. A couple of us who are better swimmers, including myself, jumped off the boat to make things a little easier for the last 100 yards or so.
Well, it's sometimes a desperate times, desperate measures, and that sounds like what's happened up in Nashville and in Memphis. When is this actually going to pass? And when it does, are we going to have some victory, some mission accomplished press conference or something at some point?
I don't know when exactly it will pass. I would expect that sometime in the next 7 to 14 days, and maybe even sooner, I would say 0 to 14 days it will pass, right? Like, we probably don't have a ton of time left in the legislative session, but now that this deal is agreed to, and, you know, maybe there's a twist here that throws a wrench in it, but now that this is agreed to, it should pass relatively quickly. This is not raising any money. It's not raising taxes. It's just changing the allocation of existing taxes. It should pass. And on the question of will we have a victory, you know, mission accomplished news conference, your guess is as good as mine on that one, Jeff.
Well, I mean, the tricky part is you can tell me, and I can believe you, that they found the $550 million in funding and that's what the Grizzlies require. But in the end, I don't think it's not really triumph. It's not you haven't crossed the finish line, or you haven't gotten the pontoon boat, maybe it's a different boat, to shore until a lease is signed, right?
That's right. And that's absolutely true. And I will you may see some comments from Mayor Young on where that lease is from me rather soon. Foreshadowing.
Keep an eye on the Daily Memphian, folks. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Keeping an eye on the Daily Memphian. I think that now that the hard work actually probably begins now. I mean, as hard work as finding this funding has been, this $550 million in public money here, the hard part is really now inking the Grizzlies to a long-term lease and making them feel comfortable with the deal and making local governments feel comfortable with the deal.
What's the hard part? Though, once you have the money, they want the money, you have the money, here's the money, what's hard?
You know, without going over my skis here, uh-huh, and without, you know, breaking conversations.
Well, we've talked about it before, like their interest in the neighborhood. Like, we've talked about that before, and you've written about that before. They want some comfort that things are going to be trending in the right direction, right? I mean, that's among the things.
They want that.
Yeah,
they want that. I think if you're the city of Memphis and Shelby County, like, I think you have to really visualize how are you protected here.
Right.
Right. In terms of, you know, let's say that there is another owner, and I'm speculating. This is pure speculation. But let's say there's another owner of the Grizzlies someday that's not Robert Parra, who has shown no willingness to leave Memphis. He's shown no inclination he wants to do that. But maybe someday there's another owner of the Memphis Grizzlies. how are you protected in that situation, right?
Well, we saw in the last lease the shortfall provisions that were in there that came back. But, you know, in the end, it worked out fine, but they had to renegotiate that lease because the shortfall provisions would have crippled the city had they actually had to come through with that money. So those are the sorts of things are going to have to
happen. Yeah, there's that. I mean, I don't think you get a lease with the Memphis Grizzlies in Memphis, Tennessee, that doesn't have also some operating shortfall provision in it, right? Like, the idea that, like, okay, they agreed to this amended lease and that's a shortfall through the end of this first lease and we're covering shortfalls, the taxpayers are covering shortfalls now. The idea that that's not continuing in the future, I think, would be very, very silly. It's very likely there'll be some sort of shortfall provision there, too.
Speaking of shortfalls, this is why I'm a radio professional, Sam. This is it right here. Speaking of shortfalls, the Memphis City Council discovered one last night. What's that about?
Yeah, the Memphis City Council were presented with the Young administration by the Young administration with a $10 million hole in the city's existing budget. And while we're talking about a $700 million budget plus $700 million budget, $10 million is a lot of money, period.
Yeah.
In general. It's not, as Jeffrey was saying earlier, it's not a rounding error like at Arizona State. Not a rounding error here. And what happened here was essentially, if we're to believe the story we hear today, and I'm not casting any aspersions, but the story essentially was from Fire Chief Gina Sweat, that 101 trainees at the academy essentially weren't accounted for. Like, oh, we're going to hire these people because they're going through the academy, but we forgot the budget for them. And so we've been paying them, but we're about to run out of money for the payroll. And so that's why we need to take the money from the rainy day account, the city's rainy day account, to shore up the payroll for the fire department. And that's what happened last night. And the city council, they expressed some consternation, but they went along with it, and they said, okay, we're going to fill this hole. We're going to get to the bottom of this afterward.
Well, one of the things that I found fascinating in the story about this was this issue was raised during the first quarter, meaning sometime last summer, but the issue was, so they knew about this at some point, and this would have been the previous administration, right? Under the previous administration, knew about this, but didn't say anything. Presumably?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're told, yeah.
Well, I can see why they'd want to get to the bottom of it. Chase Carlisle said he wants to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, I think everyone on the council, particularly Councilman Carlisle, who chairs the budget committee, wants to get to the bottom of it. If it's true, I mean, it would be a classic kick the can down the road so it's not our problem situation, right?
Yeah.
And that, I mean, essentially like, oh, we can just kind of paper over this because we're not going to be here the ones here to clean it up. And the thing is many of the people that are actually a part of the Young administration were part of the previous administration, right?
Right.
So they were kind of the ones to clean it up. It's sort of like when I don't do the laundry when my wife asked me to, or the dishes when my wife asked me to, and then, like, I still end up having to do the dishes later.
Right.
And, you know, she's kind of mad at me because I took so long.
All right. And then finally, you marked Mayor Paul Young's first 100 days in the city with a terrific story just sort of about those 100 days. I'll be honest. One of the things that was interesting to me, and I was fascinated that you started this way, is he talks about this all the time. He says, we think of, he takes as a point of pride and a point of emphasis, something that he talks about repeatedly, that Memphis is the largest majority black city in the country. Why is that a talking point for Paul Young?
Yeah, I mean, and I say this as a white guy from New England here, so I want to start with that caveat. But I think, you know, what the mayor, and I asked him about why he's been so emphatic and why he's chosen, you know, because we begin the story with him saying this in front of, you know, the state's white Republican leadership in Memphis City Hall. And, you know, I asked him why he chose those words and why he chose to say them when he did. And, you know, he said, you know, essentially, it can be a negative connotation. It can often be described, and like he was saying, the subtext of this, I'm paraphrasing him here, is Memphis as the poor black city, and that's a negative, right? And what he wants to do, and I think, you know, he is in a unique position to do this differently than his predecessor, who is, you know, Jim Strickland, obviously a white man, is to cast that and to say, hey, this is a positive. we are the, quote, best at this. And to give, I think, the city this idea that it should be regarding itself, because I think
as a point, it's Strickland, a point of pride for him. It's a point of pride for him. Yeah.
Right. It's a point of pride for him. And I think both Jim Strickland and Paul Young in their different ways, and this is how Paul Young is doing it, and Doug McGowan working for Jim Strickland tried to do this as well, is there is a, and you talk about it on the radio, and we've talked about it, but the idea of Memphis's self-image, how hard Memphis is on itself, right? And what I think you're seeing from the city's new leader, this new mayor, is this idea of how do I change the city's self-esteem? Because as he also said, and we quoted in the story, the thing that is going to kill our city is hopelessness, right? And what he's really trying to do is taking anything, some things that could be perceived as a negative and casting them as strength, but also just trying to make Memphis feel good about itself. Because if people feel good about the city and they feel bought in, they're going to engage better. They may call the cops when crime is happening down the street. They may not throw their stuff out on the curb or the other person's curb because they want it cleaned up, right? Like, these are all little things that you're trying to work in a city's psyche that, like, add up and compound over time to real change.
Jeffrey is giving me the signal that I have to break. Sam, thank you very much. You can read all Sam's stuff, including that terrific piece over the Daily Memphian. Thanks, Sam.
Goodbye, Jeff.
Yeah. I'm going to O'Call today. Hope to see you there. O'Call is, I was talking to Paul Cowers from O'Call the other day, and he liked when I said, the secret sauce is the people, but I really 100% believe that. Like, the clothes are beautiful. Clothes are beautiful. I mean, that's why they've been around as long as they have. They do a spectacular job. It is one of the great clothing stores in the country, honestly. But the biggest reason for that is the people. They're not just incredibly helpful. They go out of their way to do whatever they can to help you. They know what they're doing. Like, they've been there, some of them, for decades. Just incredibly good at their jobs. And right now, the whole place is loaded with spring and summer merchandise. So whatever you have in mind this spring and summer, make this a good week to go in and see our friends at O'Call. Got to take a break. Back in a moment. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jason and John.
Straight out of White Station and a U of M to your speaker.
Jason and John.
These guys know hoops. It's how I get through the workday.
Unsportsmanlike mornings. The Jeff Calkins Show. Jason and John. Giannotto and Jeffrey. The Gabe Kuhn Show afternoon.
92.9
FM ESPN.
It's playoff time in the NBA and the NHL. Bearing down upon us. Also, baseball's in full swing right now over at FanDuel. New customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's right. Win or lose, $150 in bonus bets over at FanDuel. And you can bet on the NBA, bet on the NHL, bet on baseball, whatever. All you got to do is go to FanDuel.com/Calkins. That's the promo code. That's my name. Calkins. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First real online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable. Bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-485-7220. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-485-7220 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-485-7220 to see if you qualify. That's 800-485-7220.
Welcome to spring with a delicious lunch at Owen Brennan's. Enjoy the spinach salad with spiced walnuts, cranberries, blue cheese, and cranberry sage vinaigrette. Or the iconic muffuletta, layered with mortadella, salami, provolone, and olive relish on a sesame bun. Serving lunch weekdays from 11 to 4.
Timmy, everybody. everybody. Great job. Next up, we have Samantha.
10 times better performance can make a big difference. Castrol Edge Motor Oil gives your engine 10 times better high temperature performance. Castrol Edge, better oil for maximum performance. Now through April 23rd, get a $15 gift card when you buy 5 or more quarts of Edge or Edge High Mileage Full Synthetic, only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Claim based on Sequence 3 H test versus API SP chest limits.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If you love your meals with a taste of exploration, check out the Latin Flavors event at Kroger. Embark on new culinary adventures with vibrant tastes and fresh possibilities. With Latin-themed inspiration and palate-pleasing recipes available in-store and online. It's the Kroger Latin Flavors event, now through May 7th. We hope to see you there.
You can save now on large avocados. They're perfect in so many dishes and are 4 for only $5 with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the huge sports moments this spring. The exclusive sports book of ESPN has it all, including exclusive offers and promotions from Scott Van Pelt and Stephen A. Smith. From playoff intensity to getting on the links or out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play. Must be 21 or older and in Tennessee. For problem gambling support, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The new $1.99 crispy tender wraps at Sonic come with a whole lot of tender love and chicken in bold flavors like hickory barbecue and cheesy Baja. For a limited time, only at Sonic.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
That's right. Frame Corner's over at 5035 Park Avenue, and I've said this before, they frame memories. That's what they do. They take whatever it is, that sports memorabilia, that jersey that your kid wore in high school, that whatever collection of photos, and they frame them and they make memories. Custom framing is what they specialize in. You can walk in and buy a frame as well at Frame Corner, but they're terrific at custom framing. So if you have anything that needs being framed, it's 5035 Park Avenue, framecornermemphis.com. Jeffrey, I was about to say some more things. And so much for that.
Good thing we get to do it again tomorrow.
It is a good thing we get to do it again tomorrow. When we go, we'll play Right and Right Trivia.
Amen.
Among other things. All right, what's coming up next on 92.9?
Here's what's coming up next.
Here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Mark Giannotto will join the program. David Cobb will join us on Giannotto and Jeffrey. Jeff, of course, with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Back tomorrow for Now Works is Done.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers. Say, play 92.9 ESPN.
Hey, you. Day's warming up. Looking like spring. And at New Balance Memphis, we've got the thing. What pops and what's fresh? Check the selects. Come together at New Balance Memphis at Poplar and 240 across from Cadillac of Memphis. New Balance Memphis, we got now.
Let me tell you about my friends Carl and Karen. This place is sus. Let's go to Tunica.
And so they did. And immediately, they became winners.
Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning. Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning.
And not just gaming either. They did spinning, dancing.
Winning!
Or at the sports book.
Winning!
Or enjoying a world-renowned meal.
Winning!
No matter what you're doing in Tunica, you're always a winner.
Learn more at tunicatravel.com.
Oh,
can't believe tax season is here already. Look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Commercial building owner with a flat or metal roof that's leaking, 901 Roof Coatings will repair it. That's right. They're now repairing commercial roof leaks too. Or need your whole roof restored? They've still got you covered. Call 901-287-1923 or visit 901roofcoatings.com.
Loose Diamond and Bridal event going on this weekend at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Get a free men's wedding band with every...
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.